this is Rachel McElroy.
Hi, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Hop on in the car. We're going on a Max Fun Drive. We're going on a drive. It will be the maximum amount of fun. That is how much fun we're having. No more than that, though. Or we will.
What would be more than the maximum?
That's it. It's one of those things where it's like the, you know, infinity cops will find out about it. The ones who like maintain order in the universe. And it's like that you can't have more than the maximum.
In the historic case of maximum plus one.
Yeah.
It is still maximum.
They don't like that. You got to follow the rules. But there's no rules here just right, because we're going to tell you all about the Maximum Fun family that we've been a part of now since the Rose Buddies days.
Yeah.
And now it's the wonderful days and we're still a part of it. And I think that's pretty wonderful.
Yeah. So for the uninitiated, the Max Fun Drive is a time each year where we come to you and we say, hey, thanks for listening. We want to keep doing this show and we would appreciate it if you could help us out with that.
Yes. We
in money.
In money. In money. In POG form.
We say money, please.
Yeah, we ask you to become supporters of the network. And when you do that, you pick the shows that you directly want to support. And then you get cool stuff. At just $5 a month, you get what is, in my opinion, the best thing that is on offer here, which is over 350 hours of bonus content from every show on the network. I think this year's wonderful bonus episode is maybe one of my favorite things I've ever recorded.
So listeners of the show will know that it is pretty common for Griffin and I to reference Dharma and Greg, having never seen Dharma and Greg. And so this year for our bonus episode, we watch not one but two episodes of Dharma and Greg. And we try and decide once and for all in our relationship who is the Dharma
and who is the Greg.
And who is the Greg.
It's a nighttime record. We're pretty loosey-goosey, some might say. And it's a hoot. But, you know, we have tons of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Even back from the Rose Buddies days. Our interview with Jasmine, the Canadian Bachelorette, is on there.
That was a magical time for us when we were searching for content and we found...
You found it north. It was north of us the whole time.
We found the Canadian Bachelorette and folks on the show were so appreciative.
I know. Just to have a break from our crude American programming.
I'm saying specifically contestants and members of the production team.
Oh, right, yeah.
Reached out to us, including the Bachelorette herself, and it was a remarkable experience.
Yes. So we are pledge supported, and it is the majority of our income is what supporters sort of give during the Max Fun Drive every year. We have a very ambitious goal this year of 20,000 new and upgrading members. So you can help us reach that, and you can support us in a very direct and very material way. Which, if you've been a fan of ours for a while, if you've listened to hundreds of hours of content from us and you have the means, think about becoming a supporter of the Max Fun Network, because it is why we've been able to do the shows as long as we've been doing them and expand the shows and just have the kind of career making the kind of stuff that we like making.
And the community, too. Griffin was just recently recording an episode of The Flop House.
That's true.
Which is very exciting. Just the zoo of us is always giving wonderful little shout outs, which makes me so happy, because that's
a delightful show.
Great. So it feels really special to be part of this community and to get to recognize it during the Max Fun Drive every year.
Well, we'll talk more about it as we go on today. The link is maximumfun.org/join. Look at the different levels. Look at what you can get for your different levels of membership. And we sure do appreciate you. Do you want to tell people what we're going to be doing this episode? Because speaking of loosey-goosey.
Well, should we do Small Wonders first?
Yeah.
I am going to say, and Griffin may be the only one that appreciates this, but the chickpea puff.
Yeah, chickpea puffs, man.
So because of our son's allergies, we have had to seek out different ways to get protein in our littlest. And the Puff, obviously very popular with the younger crowd.
Yeah, sure. And the older, you know, I'm still Puff positive. I'm still up on these guys.
And I found these vegan cheddar chickpea puffs, which actually come in two different brands.
Stink as like the day is long, stink to high heavens of cheese.
But little son loves these things, and they have like fiber and protein and
chickpea.
Good
cheese
stuff in them.
Cheese flavor. Does.
So when he eats approximately 75 a day,
yeah,
I can feel okay about that.
Gosh, this baby eats so much now.
This baby eats, period.
This baby's like Brad Pitt in the Ocean's movies. He's just always got, once this baby can eat sandwiches, once he can eat hamburgers, he will be Wimpy from Popeye, just like knocking down pyramids of burgers every day.
I can't wait until he can manipulate items better, because then we can just hand him a plate of food and he can just navigate it completely on his own.
Yeah. Although he will want to sit on top of the table that the food is on, because he does not care about decorum.
What's your small wonder?
I'm going to say the wonderful reception we got from the city of St. Louis when we did our live show last week. It was so much fun.
What a like absolute treat. I have been really lucky in that we have not done a lot of wonderful shows, but when we do them, we have done them in cities that are just like, just wild for it.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Well, it's helped that we've done them in cities that like we have lived in and sort of have a hometown advantage in, for sure.
Except for perhaps the cruise, in which we have never lived on a boat or in the ocean.
Well, and that was why that was our worst episode. No, that's not true. I got to talk about baleen in that episode. You know I'm all about that.
Uh-huh.
For this episode, we're scrambling a bit this week. We just got back from tour, and we are once again without childcare this week. We are recording this in a nap window. Somebody is blowing their lawn. Is that what you say? Someone's blowing their lawn outside right now, but we can't reschedule this. We have one nap to record this episode in. So Rachel went to the polls.
I did.
She went to the polls. Do you remember that?
I don't know what that means.
When Hillary Clinton said that in the 2016 election, she said, Pokemon go to the polls. I only know about that because a good Christian Fun uses that clip all the time.
So because Max Fun Drive is all about the listeners, I said, hey, listeners.
Yes.
Take this poll. And I did this both in the wonderful Facebook group and on Twitter. And I said, one, what is something we've talked about that you would like to hear discussed in more detail? And two, what is something we've never talked about that you think is wonderful?
Yes.
And that kind of gave us a guide for this week's episode.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I just kind of grabbed some random stuff off the list. Because, dear listeners, you asked us to talk about a lot of things that we have not dove into ourselves. We watched the trailer for Our Flag Means Death. That was a very hot topic, and it looks great. And maybe we'll circle back on that one in a week or two. But we have not dove.
Yeah, it looks absolutely delightful. But neither of us had anything to do with it until we watched the trailer. So we're not ready.
We're not good about like watching shows that aren't garbage reality television.
Yeah.
When we do find one of those shows, we typically consume it within a very short time frame.
We have approximately 2 hours each night to watch a program.
And hockey season eats up about half of that time. but hockey season's almost over, and then I guess we'll end up watching all of this stuff. And maybe more Dharma and Greg. We haven't really talked about it.
Okay. So take us to the polls and tell us what you found.
One thing that people wanted us to talk about that we have not talked about before is the art that kids make. I think the art that kids make is good, because one of our kids makes a lot of art these days.
Yeah.
And it is so interesting to see, and like nostalgic to see the kind of stuff that Henry draws, because of not the technique that he employs or the like actual results of his artistic endeavors, but the lore and narrative behind the things that he does. He does a lot of characters with powers and explains like what the powers are and like what is happening in this combat scene between this bear that has a force field and he's raining down acid on the skeleton.
It's amazing the recall too. Like the thing I didn't realize with kid art, because it's often difficult to distinguish what you're looking at, is that we will ask him days, a week later, what is this? And he will be able to tell us in great detail the exact plot that is happening.
Yeah, there's and what's fun is sometimes, we are featured players in the art. A lot of the times I do have a stink line or 10 coming off of me. And sometimes
there's a small brown crayon.
A small brown crayon thing that is, has been it's used, usually poop. Yeah. And a bear did poop on me, or a big dinosaur did poop on me, or something along those lines. And I have a force field that's holding the poop stink in to me so it doesn't get on Mommy and Gus. There's a lot of force fields in these drawings. Mm-hmm. I just think that's so delightful because it reminds me of like how I used to do it.
And it's just fascinating to see the progression, because I would say for 90% of Henry's life, drawing was just a big scribble on a page. Like right. He didn't have the time or the patience or the ability to do a drawing. And now almost every time there is a person, a very easily distinguishable person.
Yes.
And then
who has some sort of power.
Some sort of power.
That's great. That's very good to me. I prefer that to like, here's a house and a rainbow. It's like, cool. I would rather hear like, this is Psycho Bear. He has force fields and acid. And this is you. And you do have poop on you. I do not respect you as an adult or a parent. What do you have?
Along the lines of a summary, I will say one thing that came up on Twitter that we haven't discussed and was suggested by both of your brothers now.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Is Travis McElroy.
Oh, Justin wanted to hear more about Travis McElroy too? I actually had siblings on here.
Yeah, siblings definitely was a topic, but when I tweeted this, a suggestion immediately came from Travis, which was himself.
Yeah.
And then Justin got on board and said Travis McElroy.
But Justin didn't want to hear about Justin McElroy?
No.
Okay.
No, well, you know, Justin, he's so humble.
Yeah, sure.
So I would like to say that I enjoy Travis.
Oh, sure.
I think Travis, one thing I really like about him, he is very welcoming. He's a great host.
That is absolutely true.
Not specific to podcasts, although I do believe he's a good podcast host, but just in person.
Yeah.
When I am present.
Both of my brothers are extraordinary hosts. They aim to please. They are the type to, plan and prepare an exquisite, you know, Irish breakfast or some
even on a smaller scale, if you are a new person in the room, I think they are very thoughtful of what your experience is and how they can kind of bring you into the fold.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
I really appreciate. And I also am always kind of surprised at how much Travis notices. He's very perceptive about people and situations. Like, he's so high energy sometimes and scattered. You think like, there's no way he noticed this, but he always has, and he always has a good thing to say about it.
Yeah, he's a dope brother. Both my brothers are really top flight dudes. and Travis, I mean, growing up, Travis was so like. I think I took more after Justin in terms of like, especially in social situations.
Yeah.
Like, Travis had this quality that we didn't really know where it came from, where he was not like afraid to go up and talk to somebody or ask some famous person for a photo or an autograph.
I will say, while I don't think that your dad is necessarily a gregarious person, your dad can turn it on.
My dad's a deeply gregarious person.
Well,
he was professionally gregarious.
That's the thing. I think he is able to turn it on. I don't know that that is his natural pull. I think that often he seems kind of quiet, you know, but I think he is able to like recognize like this is showtime.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just so hard to tell because when you watch your father sort of glad hand people over big boxes of Stewart's hot dogs at the, you know, at the Riverfront Regatta, like 15 years in a row.
I imagine that Travis was maybe motivated a little bit by that.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, he's a great bro. I think we all have, I enjoy our differences between all of us brothers. And I think that especially in terms of on like the social spectrum, like Travis is so far from where I'm at. And that's fantastic. I think that that's genuinely a very good thing. And I think sometimes, in the podcasts, especially Mabim Bam, like that comes off as sort of we play that up for like, laughs
yeah
that like the,
yeah because he is
friction.
So different yeah
uh But it always really bothers me when people like psychoanalyze that.
Yeah.
Because first off, like, I hope that people listening at home know that we are playing very accentuated versions of ourselves
completely.
On all of our shows. But also, like, the idea that, you know, some joke I don't laugh at or vice versa on the podcast means we secretly have this, like, acrimonious thing developing between us is, like, the most childish bullshit read of the situation.
Of course. Yeah, no, he is very willing to keep the momentum of a show, even if that means kind of sacrificing his dignity.
He lays himself down on the cross of comedy, the comedy cross from time to time. Number one with a bullet, I believe, from things we've talked about in the past was Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I have like a ton more to say about Carly.
She's done a lot of music since then.
She has.
Although I will say that I do listen to the entire Emotion album pretty frequently.
It's still the best. It's still the best one.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, it is. It's that album is front to back, like, absolutely incredible. The stuff that has come after, I think there's definitely some highlights all over that, right? Like, Cut to the Feeling is obviously a jam. Too Much. Julian? Did I say Julian? Anyway. What I want to talk about, though, is that Carly Rae Jepsen herself did a video, I think with BuzzFeed or something like that, where she did a bracket for all of her own songs.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody post about that.
And the results of it were so fascinating, right? Like, you have a lot of things that you could definitely, like, predict what is going to happen there, right? Now That I Found You versus Cut to the Feeling. It's got to be Cut to the Feeling. Like, Cut to the Feeling is so strong. But then Cut to the Feeling loses to No Drug Like Me.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
I think it's on Dedicated. That was the name of the album that came after Emotion, right? I should really know these things. Yeah, Dedicated. And then you get, like, Call Me Maybe versus I Really Like You. Where would you land on that one? Because both of those are obviously so iconic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they both have a lot of similar qualities, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, real poppy, infectious.
Yeah.
Call
Me Maybe actually made it through, but then Call Me Maybe loses to I Want You in My Room, which is my favorite song off of Dedicated, so, like, I get it. where are we? Actually, I'm looking at the other side. Boy Problems versus Party for One. Like, those are both very, very strong. Party for One ended up taking it.
Wow.
And then Party for One beats When I Needed You. Losing out. Just,
I love When I Needed You.
I do too. Emotion just runs the track on, like, where it goes, and then loses to Too Much. So it comes down to Run Away With Me versus Too Much, right?
Huh.
And I feel like this is maybe like the Elvis versus Beatles, cake versus pie. Like, what era of CRJ do you really
say
land
Run
in?
Away With Me.
I would too. Too Much won. That is what she considers to be her best song, and I like Too Much, but it's a more contemplative jam.
Can we play a little bit of Too Much?
Yeah. I don't think we've played. Everybody knows Run Away With Me.
Yeah,
but let's play a little bit of Too Much on the show now.
That was beautiful, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. So I found that very interesting. I believe this is Foggy. I didn't really look it up, but I remember seeing that she just, like, put up a billboard of some, like, album that she has coming up now, which, like, I'm always down. I didn't click with Dedicated, which came out, I believe, in 2019. As much as I did with Emotion, which is one of the best albums, definitely the best pop album, one of the best albums of all time, in my opinion. But then when we saw her in concert and she did all of Dedicated and we, you know, got those good seats, I vibed with it much, much more. So that's my CRJ update for everybody. That's where I'm at in my journey.
Should we talk more about the Max Fun Drive?
I think that would be a sound idea. Should we talk about the other membership levels? Maybe that would be a good place to start.
Yeah. So Griffin mentioned earlier the $5 a month. It gets you the bonus content from the beginning of time.
Yes.
And that's something that you can... So
last year, I think it was your journey into Animal Crossing was the bonus content. Is that right?
Dungeons and Dragons character.
Oh, shit. That's right. It was the year before that I got you an Animal
Crossing.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is something I'm going to explain that I wasn't aware of. So in your podcast app, you can enter a feed and then it'll give you all the content. This is not something that I understood before.
Yes.
When you give it $5 a month, that'll trigger an email, and that email will give you the information you need to get the bonus content. You can carry it around with you, and it'll last you probably all year if you're me, because every once in a while I'm like, oh yeah, I never listened to that one thing, and then I'll get in there, and it's just nice to have that little buffer in between episodes. Yeah.
And that's for all the shows. The Adventure Zone bonus content traditionally is pretty buck wild.
I'm really excited to listen to, they did a Judge John Hodgman After Dark, where they had people submit more adult theme cases.
Ooh.
And I'm excited to listen to that one too.
At $10 a month, you get the bonus content. You can also choose one of 35 embroidered patches, one for each of the shows. And they are just gorgeous. You can put them on whatever. We're not going to judge you here, but they're these really beautiful 2-inch round patches, and you just iron them on or sew them on to whatever you want, man. And you also get an embroidered membership card for the Max Fun family.
Did you say embroidered membership card?
What was I trying to say?
I don't know. I think you were.
Oh, I was looking at the word. The patches are embroidered. The membership card is not. You could probably embroider a membership card if you really wanted to. If you really want to support the network and you have the means, $20 a month gets you all the stuff mentioned before. And then you can choose your reward for this level, the Max Fun Creativity Pack or the Rocket Hat. And then Creativity Pack is a bunch of sort of craft supplies that you can use to make all kinds of stuff. And then artist and Max Funster Ellen Vandermeide illustrated a beautiful deck of 54 cards in the Max Fun Inspiration deck. And each card gives you sort of a jumping off point for ways to use these different arts and crafts products in the Creativity Pack. And the Rocket Hat is a hat that has the Max Fun Rocket logo on it.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's a good hat. It's a beautiful hat. There's other levels too. We hear a lot every year from people who are like, oh, I can only give it $5 a month. I'm so sorry. That's a huge amount of support to show, like, to give financially like that represents a huge amount of support.
Yeah, well, and anybody that has worked at an organization that relies on like charitable gifts, I will say that getting that sustaining membership.
Yeah.
That money that you pledge each month is what helps, you know, artists prepare their content and know that they will have a show the following month.
I made this pitch on Instagram this week, but over the last year, we had a baby last March, end of last March.
I think that's the first time you said we've had a baby.
And it's a boy.
There you go.
And it has been amazing and challenging to have an infant in these times, in the COVID times. And we have had like childcare that has fallen through, whether it be in the form of, you know, a sick nanny or a daycare closing down, which has happened so many times. And it's been really hard. It's been very challenging. We've had to take a lot of time to ourselves, and the team that we kind of have that helps us out with all of our shows, like Amanda, our business manager, and Sarah, who helps us with like social media and stuff like that, and McKay, who helps us with merch stuff, and Rachel Jacobs, who is our editor, who we just hired last year.
And like, special shout out to her, because a lot of times these unforeseen events have caused us to record late.
Like literally right now.
And she has done such a good job in scrambling to get content out as fast as possible, even though we have given her a very small amount of time to do so.
And that is like, that is one-to-one how your support during the Max Fun Drive like creates the things you like, because we would not, wonderful would be a especially over the last year, a very erratic publishing like timeline show. Yeah. And not only that, like even if we were able to like turn it out in time, we'd be kind of miserable, right? Because we would have to
doing those like 11 p.m. recordings,
right?
You know?
And also just being, I think, just generally unhappier because we have to. So your support helps us make the shows. It helps us, you know, on a personal level, sustain this like work-life balance that is healthy and good. It lets us spend time with our kids and like not sweat. How is this episode going to end up getting published? Your support is monumental to us, and it is the reason that we have the lives that we have, and it is the reason that we make the shows that we make. And if you like those shows and if you listen to them, please consider joining the network, MaximumFun.org/join. If you've been a member and maybe it's been a good couple of years for you and you're, you know, more financially stable or whatever, you can upgrade your membership. That will get us closer to that 20,000
member goal. Yeah, you can also select new shows that you are listening to now that maybe didn't exist back when you started. If you go to MaximumFun.org and click on manage, you can enter your email and then they will contact you with the ability to update your list of shows.
Yes. So please, MaximumFun.org/join. Just think about it and help us out and let's keep rolling. What do you want to talk about next?
Okay. So when I asked our Facebook group, what is something you like that we haven't discussed? The number one response was an original Rachel poem.
Yes.
So I will say this is not exactly true, because in episode 46, I talked about the process of writing, and I did share a small poem that I wrote like 10 plus years ago.
Okay.
But
God, that was so long ago.
I know. But because it is the Max Fun Drive, I have written a poem.
Oh boy.
As of yesterday.
Oh boy.
Specifically about our show.
Okay. I'm very excited. You told me about this yesterday.
I know. I was literally editing it. Edited. Nobody can say that word.
Editing?
Like right before we started recording. Okay. So I would probably change 10 more times if I had another day.
Well, why don't you read it every episode and we'll follow the path as you chop and screw it.
Okay. So this is...
You got so nervous just now. I love it. It's so charming.
I write like a poem a year now.
Yeah.
In graduate school, I had to write like a poem a day.
Yeah.
And so the burnout was so real and has carried me into now my 40s.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. There's no title, but you all, the listener, know that it's about our podcast.
I'll title it afterwards.
We found a gem that fits in our hands and can be carried without a fist. We bounce from the melody of its movement, and it gives us a way to keep time. We have a prize that outstretches its arms and becomes our partner. It can squeeze us together when words fall short. What we love is that the it is somewhere, and that somewhere can be here. That there is the moon and the sun and the it always and whenever it is wanted. If you love it too, I can bend it around us. We can move it like a hula hoop. Feel the joy in the spin, the kind of shield we create when we're synchronized in wonder.
Oh, baby, that was so good.
Thank you.
That was really good, Han.
Thank you. I mean, you have to say that.
I don't have to say that. I would tell
you.
I would.
You would?
I feel like, okay, I would say
it's
that.
Bullshit, babe.
But my tone of voice, like if I didn't mean it, I'd be like, babe, that was really good.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But that was really, really good.
Thank you.
You're so good at imagery and metaphor and painting a picture with words that makes me feel emotions.
Thank you.
I guess that's what poetry is.
That is beautiful.
I think you just made me realize what poems
is. We did it.
I love that, honey.
Thank you. So there you go, listeners.
I'm going to call it the cool poem about love poem. A love, sorry about the plums.
Sorry.
By Rachel McElroy.
Sorry about the plums.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I want more now. Now I want more. A lot of people want us to talk about being a parent. And I,
which I feel like we do every episode, more or less.
Well, we complain about being a parent, but like, because I think that, especially over the last year, like it's just been here is whenever we talk about being a parent, it is here is the thing that has kept it. Here's why the episode's late. Because
true.
No joke, like I would say every other week we are without childcare for one of our kids, because and that's not, you know, exclusive to us or the childcare that we employ to watch both of our kids. It is it's just the world, right? It's just the nature of parenting kids in a pandemic.
And it is the reason, you know, hundreds of years ago that families traveled in packs, because you had a backup plan, and we do not.
We don't.
But we have gotten to spend a lot more time with our kids
as a result.
And we have, it feels like we're in this kind of lucky age range where Henry is a person.
Yes.
And
fully.
Fully a person, very delightful, has his own interests, has his own sense of humor. All of this very inspired by us, but very unique and exciting. And then we have this second baby that we're able to appreciate more because it's the second baby.
And we know our way around a baby a little bit more.
Yeah, we know where the butt is and what comes out of it and what to do.
Nothing good.
And we are lucky in that Big Son is just an incredible brother, I would say.
This is a recent, I think for every big sibling, like, it takes a minute to ramp over the, oh, well, they're sharing their attention with someone else. And that's, I don't love that.
Yeah.
But he loves this baby so much now.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Like,
I had heard that from people that had multiple children to say, like, oh man, you aren't even going to believe, the best thing is when they play with each other. Like, there's no better feeling. And I was like, okay, but 100% true.
It's hard. And I know that it is. It comes from a primordial place, and it comes from frankly, a very egotistical place, that when you have a child, you get this feeling of like, this person exists because of me, and they are going through all these things and experiencing all this stuff, and there's parts of me and parts of you in there the whole time, and that's amazing. But then when one of those has those experiences with another one of those, it's just like, it is indescribable, and it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I find myself really in a great place these days, like, genuine, as hard as it is, the happiest I've ever been, because I feel like I am fully aware that it won't always be like this, and that, like, times won't always be this good. Not necessarily even, like, localized to our family or interfamilial relationships, just, like, you know, the world and our lives and everything. I find myself just so grateful every single day to get to hang out with these two and get to watch them interact with each other. And it's just a really good time.
Yeah.
Right now for us.
Yeah. We were not sure if and when we were going to have a second child.
Sure.
So I would say maybe the first 8 months of his life, there was a lot of like, I can't believe there's another one.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of more like, oh, it's great.
Yeah. Well, he's able to sort of express his needs more and sort of sign when he's hungry and all that. And speaking of the devil, I believe he's away.
Yep. That's him.
That's him. Hi, Gus. Welcome to the studio. Are you going to be cool or what's up? Nope. Bad start. Bad start. You don't know how to type. Do you want to sit with me? That's a surprise. That's surprising to Daddy. Are you sure? Okay. What else do we got in these polls?
A lot of people wanted us to talk about Bluey.
We just did. We just did talk about Bluey.
And frankly, we have still yet to watch the entire series.
But there's a lot of it. There's like 100 episodes.
There is a lot of it. We very much enjoyed the show. It was cool because after we talked about it, some of the animators are fans of Wonderful. And they were like, hey, I make this show. It was so cool to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, I like that too. Do you like Bluey? What are your thoughts on Bluey?
Appa, papa, pa. You want to talk? He doesn't get to spend a lot of time in this office.
That's true. He's mystified by all the tchotchkes. Henry calls them toys, but they're not toys, damn it. Collectibles. Can I cuss in front of... Hey, how do you feel about me cussing in front of Gus? Because there's like no way he...
That's okay until he starts talking.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I have another thing. I mentioned this to you last night. So when I talked about what we haven't discussed on Facebook...
Yeah.
a response that got 52 votes as of this recording came from Clayton, and it was "the way everything shines in the sunlight after a summer rain."
Oh, sweet Clayton.
So if you need any more proof of how wholesome the wonderful Facebook group is, there it is.
That is pretty good, though. I do like it when it rains, and it's but then it's sunshiny outside. I mean, that's where you get rainbows from.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are, I think we all agree, pretty good stuff.
107 people wanted us to talk about Lego Nintendo games. Do you know anything about those?
There's a trillion of them, right? Like, so there's Lego Batman and Lego Star Wars and Lego Marvel and Lego, just like all kinds of games. And they're honestly, it's wild to me that I have not played any of these with Henry because they're very simple and cute, like action-y kind of platformer games where everything's made out of Legos, and they've made a million of them. I think they just made one that is like the Skywalker saga of Star Wars stories that I should dip into with him, but we're still churning through Kirby. Kirby in the Forgotten World, I think is what it's called, Forgotten Land, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, it is so fun to watch you guys play that.
Yeah, except I just want to say, whoever designed the boss, Silly Dillo, thanks for nothing. You scared, that's boss scared my son and gave him a terrible nightmare. It's just a big armadillo with googly eyes on him, and he's upsetting to look at. So thanks for nothing.
Well, and he like traps you in like a cage or
traps you in a cage and like shakes you around. No thanks, Silly Dillo. Go to hell, Silly Dillo. What's you are really wild now right now. Just make cute noises into the microphone so people will people will join the Max Fun Network. Gus, what's your favorite thing about the Maximum Fun Network? Yeah, what else? Yeah, a lot of people want us to talk about Animal Crossing too. I tried to dip back in when they did the big update, but I had a hard time getting reinvested. I guess I'm curious if playing Animal Crossing instilled in you any kind of interest in playing more video games, or if it was just pretty much no. I still think you'd like Stardew Valley if you gave it a shot.
Yeah, I don't know. The like interface of Animal Crossing is so charming, and Stardew Valley seems so like 8-bit.
Whoa.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, sure. That's a fully real concern.
So I'm not as enticed. Some people wanted us to talk more about the Muppets, which I definitely could do.
Yeah, sure.
It's just hard to find original things to say. I mean, everybody loves the Muppets, right?
I mean, you're talking about the Henson verse. Like, it's still got something for kids of all ages, which I very much appreciate.
I will say my favorite Muppet movie is The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay.
It's a harder one to find for whatever reason. I think they worked with different production companies on different movies or something.
Yeah.
But I love Muppets Take Manhattan.
I don't think you can beat Muppet Christmas Carol for my money, but what's wrong? You don't like that one?
No, I'm just saying this is a contentious debate we're about to have, and I'm not sure we want to get into it.
Was there anything else on the list that we can zoom through? Because this baby is a real wiggler.
Somebody suggested that we do a commentary on the home improvement theme mixes, which I personally would love, but would require a lot of compilation work on our side.
Yeah, I don't know how to break this to you all. I did it very fast, and I would go into Audacity and I would click effect, and I would see what effects I hadn't used before, and then I would just use them.
So there will be no album to come of the mixes.
I'm not
what
sure
you're
that I could legally do that. I guess it is fair use in that I did remix them pretty heavily. Okay, we gotta wrap this up because this child needs something. But thank you all so much for listening. One last time, MaximumFun.org/join. If you are able to become a member of the network, there's great stuff, bonus content, all kinds of pledge gifts. But really, you just this baby eats so much food, guys. It eats so much food. Tell them how much food you eat, Gus. MaximumFun.org/join. This is going to be going for 2 weeks, and just all the support that we can get,
if you can't donate, please talk about it on social media. Yeah. Encourage other family and friends to give as much as they're able to, and we really appreciate it.
Yep. I think that's it. We're going to wrap up. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. And Gus, take us out with our famous tagline. I think it's Puff's time. I think it's half past Puff's time. Bye, everybody. Money won't pay.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.